Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sunday episode of the program. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, when we get the chance, we'll talk about a jet fuel contamination issue happening in Hawaii regarding the U.S. military. And it's Ian, Nikki, and Richie Rich here in the studio tonight. Also, just spotted some other interesting news since we were just talking about Ukraine and the Russia conflict. And, of course, both sides are the bad guy, as all governments of the world are. But there's some interesting news about how much worse things are getting in Ukraine. You know, the bastion of democracy, the bastion of freedom. At least that's what the Western mainstream media wants you to believe.
That's the propaganda that they're pushing.
Total propaganda. Of course, earlier this year, we know that right when the conflict began, Ukraine locked down the borders to all males, I think upwards of age 60. They couldn't leave because they could be conscripted into the Ukrainian military, and they wanted to make sure they stuck around.
Fight for your country.
They further restricted the opposition party from being able to run in elections. Further, they abolished the opposition party even further. So if you were a pro-Russian party in Ukraine, you didn't exist anymore.
Sounds like the beginnings of a dictatorship.
They denied the election results from the recent referendum in eastern Ukraine in the Donbass province or the Donbass section in the areas to the south of that. They said, nope, those are illegitimate. That's a sham election. So,
but you're not allowed to do that.
Democracy apparently doesn't count where they don't want it to count.
Yeah. Well, and that's the same thing here, too.
They've also banned the Russian language in all kinds of governmental areas and supposedly maybe banning it from just use in society.
That's a weird one. Because there's going to be native Russian speakers there.
Oh. Sorry.
Okay.
Keep your. Oh, sorry about that, Nikki. You're back.
That's
all
right. I was wondering
Ukraine.
Where this was.
We're talking
Ukraine?
About. We're okay. Going through the list of things that belie that they've done that completely belie the Western media claim that Ukraine is this bastion of democracy when they've banned the opposition party, and they've and apparently they've now. They passed an, or they're passing a law, according to RT.com, which they also won't let you access, by the
way.
The Ukrainian government and the Western, the European Union will not allow their people to access RT to get the other side of the story. According to this, August 30th, Ukraine's rubber stamp parliament, the Verkhovna Rada, passed a bill on the media at the first reading, despite the numerous changes that the 300-page document has undergone since Vladimir Zelensky's team developed and submitted it a few years ago.
Before the conflict even started.
Its essence remains unchanged. If it becomes law, the authorities' power over virtually all media outlets will be essentially limitless. The main danger this bill presents is that it grants government agencies the authority to block internet resources without any court proceedings and revoke licenses from broadcast and print media solely on the basis of complaints. Now, of course, we in the United States don't even understand the idea of a license for print media. We don't have that here. But, of course, the U.S. has licenses for broadcast, so U.S. isn't that much better than Ukraine in that way. The huge power would be vested in the National Council for Television and Radio Broadcasting. So they're equivalent of what sounds like the FCC there in Ukraine. Ukrainian journalists have been criticizing the bill since the first version appeared in 2018, asserting that it abolishes both freedom of speech and freedom of the press. The representative from OSCE, which I'm not clear what that is, representative on freedom of the media, Harlem Desir, called that version of the law, quote, a blatant violation of freedom of speech, stating that its adoption could jeopardize pluralism in the media market, impose additional costs on the media, and negatively affect the reflection of a diversity of ideas and opinions.
So only state-approved thought is going to be acceptable.
Yeah, presuming this thing passes, and as they describe the parliament as a rubber stamp parliament, you know the opposition party's not even allowed to exist now in Ukraine, so the odds that there's going to be anyone standing in the way of this seems pretty slim. The story says here that, so again, this started in 2018, so since then, criticism of the bill from the Ukrainian journalists and this OSCE organization had an effect. It was sent for revision in 2020, but the changes only included some clarifications concerning gender equality and coverage of sexual orientations.
Never let a good crisis go to waste is apparently a global phenomenon.
Well, sure, that's a great point, and as we've seen, war is the health of the state. And the state will use an ongoing conflict as an excuse. Well, you know, we wouldn't do this in normal times,
right.
But this is an emergency. We are at war, and we can't just have the enemy having access to radio, television, and print journalism.
Yep. Right. Even here, it's my understanding that the Patriot Act was written well in advance of the attacks on 9/11.
Yeah, they had it ready to go.
They're ready to go.
That's convenient.
They did.
It is. Mm-hmm. So this thing going from 2018, right, well before any invasion by Russia, now's the time to bring it out because no opposition, rubber stamp parliament, let's get it passed, and then the state controls the media.
Now here in the U.S., they can't get away with that as easily because we do have that whole pesky First Amendment freedom of speech. That's kind of been,
for now.
You know, for lack of not trying, they have kind of upheld that over the years, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's been whittled away at. Obviously, it doesn't truly exist here on the radio because there's certain words we can't say, there's certain topics we can't cover in depth. But for the most part, it still is. No, it's not a dead letter. It still does exist, and they can't just come right out and ban things. So that's why they're having their mega corporate buddies do it for them. So it's happening here.
Sneaky,
it's
sneaky.
Just that, as we were talking about at the beginning of the show, it's Twitter, it's Instagram, Facebook, these mega platforms, the big media people that refuse to let libertarians into the debate. So the controls here, it's just less in your face than it is in Ukraine.
And we have more options. Right, like we can do stuff on the internet, and as you said, the servers, the decentralized federated servers to get those social media accounts reopened exist. But if they're controlling the internet, right, in Ukraine, like they control or attempt to control the internet in China, it's less likely that those things get built or accessed from those locations.
At the same time, the bill contains a ban on publishing any messages contradicting the official government line on military issues. It's likewise forbidden to cover speeches made by officials of the aggressor country, meaning Russia, or cast former USSR party functionaries in a positive light, for example, including Ukraine's own Leonid Brezhnev. The law would also hold foreign media responsible for any of its audiovisual content available in Ukraine. Foreign media would be held responsible. I'm not sure how they're going to do that, but that's what they're saying.
Sanctions.
Social networks, including foreign ones, will be obliged to remove any material the National Council deems undesirable.
This is scary. I mean, that's like some 1984 stuff.
But yet the leftists or the people, because I guess some people on the right, but the people cheering on Ukraine are probably going to cheer this on. They're cheering on the suicide bombing this weekend.
Well, people aren't going to hear about this. You know, like all those people hanging Ukraine flags in their front windows, they have absolutely no clue what is going on over there.
Okay, and to be clear then, are we obligated to take this story with a grain of salt?
It's from RT.
The source.
Yeah, but you know what? Look, the source, in my opinion, is one of the best sources of journalism on the planet. In the same way that Al Jazeera is one of the best sources of journalism on the planet. I wouldn't trust them as far as I could throw them to report accurately necessarily on the Russian government, but I've been surprised throughout this conflict because I've been looking at RT on a daily basis. It's the only way to get the other side of the story, basically.
I agree.
And I'll give an example of one of the stories that I thought for sure it would just be total propaganda. It was when they were cracking down ostensibly on some of the alternative radio and television broadcasters in Russia. And RT gave it a fair shake. They reported on what was happening. That was that there were some the Russian government was going after prosecution of this one radio, quote unquote, liberal radio station and a liberal television station. But they actually went to the editor, the chief staff editor of those publications, and interviewed him and gave his opinion. And he said, "This is unconstitutional. We're going to court. We're going to fight this." They gave his side of the story in the reports. Like,
I generally agree with you. I read Russia Today on a regular basis as well.
But take the grain of salt.
Take the grain of salt because it's really close to this particular conflict.
But it's also not unbelievable based on what Ukraine has already done with restricting the opposition. There's more coming up here, and you can join us on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yep. And we're back.
There we go. Hey, I did pretty good with it tonight.
You did, absolutely.
That was the first time I forgot. Welcome.
And it doesn't have to be a thing, right? It's your thing.
Kind of it's a Sunday night thing. You guys have made a tradition.
All right.
I figured I'd keep it going.
Appreciate it.
The number here is 603-283-6160. It's been a while since I've been on the Sunday night show, so glad to be here with you guys as the captain has the weekend off. Ian, Nikki, and Richie Rich here in the studio tonight. We're getting you up to date on the latest proposed law in Ukraine, which may very well be approved by the Verkhovna Rada, which is apparently their parliament, their version of parliament there, that is looking at a 300-page document introduced back in 2018 that, according to critics, would basically allow the government there to block any internet resources without any court proceedings, revoke licenses for broadcast and print media solely on the basis of complaints. So not really mattering whether the complaints are founded, just...
Or who's complaining.
Yeah, somebody doesn't like what you said, so you're done.
You're done.
And basically allowing people to, you know, anybody that's, for instance, criticizing the government's official line on military issues, that could be banned by this current text, which has been revised since 2018, but isn't much better than the original draft, according to watchdog journalists there in Ukraine.
Just wait until that actually becomes illegal and all the penalties that will come with opposing,
speaking against.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's next?
It may be illegal. It says it contains a ban on publishing messages contradicting the official government line. If it's a ban, then that presumably means there's a punishment for violating the ban.
What's that going to be?
Who don't know? You know, some sort of public hanging for a journalist?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. Scary stuff. So you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, let me tie anything to anything. All right. And it actually does kind of tie into what I was going to say about John J. Romero Jr. tonight. About
check that box.
Yeah. I got it. And Monica Zamora. And where they come from in New Mexico. They both happen to come from northern New Mexico up there in that thousands and thousands and thousands of square miles of no industry whatsoever. But
David, are you on a speakerphone or anything?
No. Okay. Just on the same old cell phone.
I don't know why. It's always so crackly. Can you back off the phone, like, I don't know, 6 inches and see how that sounds?
6 feet, perhaps?
I need to have the phone about 3 feet from my face in order
That's much clearer. It sounds a lot better. If you could regularly do that, it would be very helpful.
Yeah, I try to, but half the time I'm reading something, looking at some notes or something on the screen at the same time I'm trying to talk into it, so that screws it up. But anyway, what I was going to say.
And then you get loud, and then it starts doing it again. So can you back it up?
Right.
Back it up.
Okay, well I got it at full arm's length, and I.
Are you serious? It's at arm's length right now.
Yeah.
Just put the phone down.
That's insane.
Put the phone down. Yeah. Walk
right.
Over to the other side.
What's the point you're making? Go ahead.
The point I'm making is that the exception to the rule, the exception to the stereotype, is that New Mexico is statistically last in everything good, except they're tied with Mississippi half the time, but they're last in everything good. But the irony of that is that they were settled by Sephardic crypto-Jews.
Not as in cryptocurrency, but as in secret. Crypto as in they didn't want to let anyone know they were Jewish.
Seems like a good survival tool.
When the king and queen of Spain hired Christopher Columbus to come over, who happened to be Jewish, to come over to the New World, a lot of the volunteers, quote unquote volunteers, were crypto Sephardic Jews. Conversos is another term that had gone through the Spanish Inquisition and wanted to get the hell out of Dodge.
Mm-hmm.
And so they came to New Mexico and have been last in everything ever since.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I thought Jewish people were supposed to be good at everything and rich.
That's why I said it was the exception to the stereotype.
Okay. So thank you for the call tonight. The number here is 603-283-6160. So back to the story here from RT about this new media restriction law that may go into place, 300 pages, would also hold foreign media responsible for any content available in the Ukraine. Moreover, social networks, including foreign social networks, would be obliged to remove any material that the National Council deems undesirable. The deadlines for removing incorrect content, so-called, or replacing it with so-called correct material have also been tightened.
So fact checkers, in some form or fashion, for foreign media.
Yep. And supposedly legal consequences if they don't do it. Among the offenses that can get a media outlet banned is distributing programs in which any participant is on the list of persons who pose a threat to the national media space in Ukraine. This is compiled by the National Council itself and does not require anyone's consent.
The domestic terrorist list.
Otherwise, the essence and spirit of the bill is preserved, including severe censorship of so-called objectionable media. The American Committee for the Protection of Journalists didn't call on the Verkhovna Rada to reject the bill on media for nothing.
I can't see this ending poorly at all.
Yeah, it's ugly. The president of the European Federation of Journalists bluntly stated that it means compulsory media regulation, quote, fully controlled by the government, worthy of the worst authoritarian regimes. She's convinced that, quote, a state that would apply such provisions simply has no place in the European Union.
Well, oh, well, well.
Good for her.
Yeah.
So I mean, can't be a bad thing to get them out of there, but, you know.
There's even more interesting history here. According to this, the war on journalists didn't just start in Ukraine. In the year 2000, there was an abduction and death of Georgi Gongags, the creator of the Ukrainian Truth website, who harshly criticized corruption in the country's highest echelons of power. A number of high-ranking officials were accused of being involved in the murder of that journalist, who then-President Leonid Kuchma viewed as objectionable, but the investigation revealed the involvement of only four perpetrators. One of these was the head of the Ukrainian Ministry of Internal Affairs, main criminal investigation department, General Pukach, who allegedly gave the order to liquidate the journalist.
Wow, they didn't cover that up very well.
The irony is the U.S. media was very anti-Ukraine prior
back then, yeah.
And up until you know the Russian invasion story.
Yeah, there have been some. I remember seeing an image online showing pre-invasion, like The Guardian or other Western media, versus headlines after the invasion.
Right.
What's up with that?
Well, the narrative now changed. Yeah.
Yeah, now they hate Russia more than they hated Ukraine, so they have to pretend to like Ukraine because they hate Russia.
The new bad guy.
But clearly...
Yeah. Oh, the old bad guy. Same as the new bad guy.
But clearly Ukraine hasn't changed all that much, right? They were doing bad things back then.
Right.
They're escalating the bad things now, but it's being covered up in the Western media because Russia's worse.
Well, it doesn't matter what... Yeah, exactly. Like you said, it doesn't matter what Ukraine is doing. Russia bad. That's all you need to know.
Right now, that's all you need to know. 2 years ago, Ukraine was terrible. Why would they even?
Here's more. Anatoly Shari... who was engaged in a high-profile investigative journalism for a number of Ukrainian publications between 2008 and 2011, almost shared the other journalist, Gongda's fate. In 2011, a non-staff employee of the Ministry of Internal Affairs tried to intimidate the journalist, and a month later, an attempt was made on his life. However, afterwards, Ukrainian police said that Shari himself was to blame. As a result, he was forced to flee the country and officially registered in the EU as a political refugee. They were trying to kill him for exposing the story about the murder of the other journalist from 20 years ago. Sounds like a wonderful...
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Hurricane Julia has made landfall in Nicaragua. Dave Roberts is a hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center. He says they could experience a life-threatening storm surge of up to 6 feet along the coast. Two young children died and their mother was hospitalized after they were attacked by the family dogs in Tennessee, the Shelby County Sheriff's Office reports. Detectives responded to a home near Shelby Forest Estate Park, just north of Memphis on Wednesday afternoon. A two-year-old girl and a five-month-old boy were dead at the home. Their mother, who was also attacked, remains hospitalized in stable condition. A round of missile strikes on the southern Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia killed 12 and left 49 injured early Sunday. The southern city was hit by 6 Russian cruise missiles and 16 S-300 anti-aircraft missiles, according to Ukraine's Air Force. This is USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live Sunday show. Phone number for you if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Whether we're talking about the latest corrupt law in Ukraine, Kanye West, we started out the show with him, the mullet
championships.
The mullet championships. We've been all over the map here tonight. Of course, the phones are open. You can bring up anything you want to discuss. And I also want to remind you that you can support Free Talk Live directly by going to amps.freetalklive.com. As Colby Keddington has done, he is a silver level supporter of Free Talk Live. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. And it's a way for you to help us continue the message of liberty to as many people on broadcast radio and on the internet as possible. So, again, thank you, Colby, for your assistance. He's silver level, which means he's doing what we ask, $5 a month. Thank you for that. You get some perks. You get some benefits like access to the AMP-only podcast that features the full radio show without recorded commercials. And so if you're not getting enough content from our Daily Digest from the regular podcast, you can grab the full two-hour radio show. It's a three-hour radio show, but once you cut out all the ads and news breaks and stuff, it comes down to about 2 hours. So if you can get that via RSS, via Patreon, when you sign up over at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to James calling us from the Four Corners area, listening to KVFC in Cortez, Colorado. Go ahead, James.
Thanks for having me on.
Welcome,
first
sir.
First of all, I'd like to say regarding the earlier topic regarding Mr. West, I'm kind of like John McCain. Like, you really want to upset me? Play some rap music. So, but moving on from that, what I really want to discuss is the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline, and then a followed up destruction of the bridge linking Crimea to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
So the pipeline, false flag attack or no?
What's that? Say again?
The pipeline, false flag attack or no?
Well, somebody definitely blew it up.
Yeah, probably didn't do that on its own.
Shark attack.
Yeah. What really concerns me is that the Honorable Mr. Biden at a dinner party was discussing the threat that Putin was going to use nuclear weapons, and now I've just learned that they've raised the nuclear threat level up, and I'm just wondering if they're using it as an excuse for a preemptive strike, that we might be worried about what we're going to do.
Who's we?
America.
Oh, you mean the government, the U.S. federal government?
Right. They might be justifying ourselves using nukes on them rather, you know.
Could be. I hope not.
So do I.
Yeah, that
but
sounds terrifying.
Scary.
Yeah, that is scary.
Scary. And
but who do you think was behind the Nord Stream 2 pipeline? Do you have a theory?
I don't, and I don't want to discuss it, but it's really hard.
You brought
to
it
know.
Up. Joe Biden.
Bring it up. Okay.
You did see the video of Joe Biden from February where he promises to take out the Nord Stream pipeline if Russia invaded Ukraine. You've seen that video, right?
I didn't see the video, but I did read the articles about it.
And then Poland thanking him for doing it after.
Yeah, that's right. And then there was apparently evidence, by the way, somebody, one of these internet guys who knows about flight technology, there's one of these flight trackers, somebody linked to it on our chat server at chat.freetalklive.com, where a dude pulls up, I forget it was like Skyview or something like this, one of these things where it's on your desktop computer and it's really fancy and it shows you the flight paths of all these different things in the past, and you can look at the serial numbers of the planes, and there's a plane, P-8, Poseidon, I think is what it was called. It's known as like a sub-hunter plane.
Okay.
And it's the only plane in the vicinity of this area of the Baltic Sea. And it's at the time at which
the U.S. plane?
It's a U.S. plane, but it doesn't have its number. It's like it's all blacked out or whatever. This character are redacted from this particular plane. But it comes in, it crosses the Baltic Sea, gets a refuel. So it meets up with another plane for a while, spins in a circle with it, flies in a circle, refuels, goes back over the Baltic Sea. And this is in the middle of the night, on the night in question, drops from 20,000 feet to 10,000 feet. Does question mark at 10,000 feet and then
blows
flies
up the
away.
Pipeline
and then flies away. So, like,
let's fill in that question mark with conspiracy theories.
So who knows? Who knows what was going on?
Right.
There?
So anyway. Who knows? It's just like the Malaysia flight 17 that was mysteriously shot down. They say that it was. You know, the thing is, you just don't know unless you're there. And what really upsets me is that. It's so hard to get objective news.
Yes, that's true.
Real war reporters on the ground that are reporting the truth.
Right.
What's going on? Because one side's saying this.
You never know unless you're there for sure.
And even then, you still don't know.
Well, but generally, we walk around our lives, right, operating on, like, the best case assumption.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, all the evidence points this way, and the media says, like, was it us? False flag. I go, well, probably not.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you gotta make your own. You gotta come to your own conclusions after you've taken in as much information as you can. And the thing is, you just don't know who to trust. You don't know what information is valid. I remember speaking of the mainstream media and the war reporters. There was some image that I saw this week that purported to be like, I don't remember if it was CNN or who it was, one of the Western, the Guardian or something. Some journalist with like a helmet on,
a
flag jacket.
Like in front of a green screen or something.
No. He wasn't in front of a green screen. He was like like laying down in what was supposedly the front lines, but in the background there's just some old woman standing there like she was just on a shopping trip or something like that. Didn't look like she was concerned
they
with what was
going
on.
All the time
doing that stuff. Yeah. Thank you, James, for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. And it's just sloppy work on your part. But let's go to continue here. We got Turd Ferguson. He's on the line in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Turd.
Yeah, so I just wanted to call in and correct the record from the other night when I called in. I can't remember what night it was, but Aria was the first chair.
Yeah, we'll just go ahead and recap it because I don't know who can recall that. So go ahead. What were you calling about?
Right, so I called in and discussed Joe Biden's quote-unquote pardon of 6,500 marijuana users that are quote unquote currently sitting in jail for simple marijuana.
No, they're not. They're not sitting in jail.
That's right. That's right. They're not sitting.
Who said they were sitting in jail?
Joe Biden did, and McClendon's aide did initially. But I called in to say it was a big political stunt, and that part I was actually right about. And I said there were very few people that were actually going to get released on that, and I was wrong about that. Because it turns out, and I've got this article pulled up here from the Washington Post, which is an establishment-approved source here, so none of them could accuse me of misinformation. And it says right here, White House officials said there are no individuals currently in federal prison solely for simple possession of cannabis. And I think all of your Democratic listeners, if there are any left, I mean, I know you guys went against their kind of opinion on the pandemic, so there might not be any left.
Jerome, we're talking directly to you now.
Right. Well, if there are any left, you should know right now that there are zero people sitting in jail for the thing that Joe Biden said he was going to pardon them for.
Yeah.
So this is an enormous political stunt.
I could have told you that. In fact, I'm pretty sure I did mention that earlier this week, is that this is something where you're going to get sentenced to time served for the night you spent in jail when you got arrested, and you'll owe some sort of a fine, and that's it. But it is pardoning their record, so they will not have this charge on their record. It is doing something, Terry, even though
they don't have to check the box that says I'm a felon now when they're filling out job applications.
I don't think it was a felony before.
I mean, that would be ridiculous if it was.
It wouldn't surprise me, but I don't think it was. These are people who got caught with a little bit of marijuana when they're out at a national park or, you know, standing at the Lincoln Memorial or something stupid like that. But it is still something that is on their record and now purportedly will no longer be on their record. So it is something. It's not an end to the war on drugs. It's barely even the beginning to the end of the war on drugs. But if something big comes out of this, it might be the potential rescheduling for cannabis, which he's supposedly ordering them to look at. It wouldn't surprise me if it takes them 2 more years, though, to figure that one out. Thanks.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live. Moments remain, perhaps enough time for you if you want to join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Don't forget you can join Richie Rich on his show. How do people find it?
Anarchistexperience.com is the best place.
Anarchistexperience.com. Yep. And is it once a week these days?
Yeah, it's always been once a week, okay. About an hour a week. We record live on Clubhouse Saturday afternoons around 4 p.m. Eastern time.
Clubhouse, is that it's one of those online
chat room things,
right?
It's an app on your phone. It's an audio chat room.
Does that mean listeners can come in?
Yeah, you can come in and listen to the live show. You can participate in the live show. There's a little button that says like raise your hand. And
is that new for you guys or newish?
I mean, newish since the last time I've been on a show with you. Okay. We've probably been about close to a year or more now on that thing.
Wow.
But yeah, we switched over from recording the broadcast to other live options, and that seemed to be the thing that was trending.
What was the topic this weekend?
we covered a lot of the Russian thing too, because my co-host.
Which Russian thing?
The nuclear option.
Oh, okay.
So last week, our show last week, my co-host was up in arms because he was concerned. Like, we started the show with like, should I buy a bunker, Rich? Because he's scared of the Russians.
Isn't he in Hawaii?
He is.
Okay.
But we can get to the Hawaii thing if you want.
Yeah.
It's a military base, man.
Right.
It's like a military base.
A target, then.
On an island.
Saying.
Yeah, for military strike.
I'm sure there's a bunker there.
Well,
not for you.
For him, yeah.
Yeah. And can you build a bunker on an island where presumably you're going to dig and hit water, right? If it's anything like Florida.
I have no idea where the water line is at the bottom.
I mean, unless you're on a mountain.
Okay.
It's probably...
There's a lot of mountain ranges.
Yeah.
Yeah. But either way...
Is his house on higher
up
than sea level?
Yeah, it's higher than sea level.
Okay, then he could do it.
But he was concerned about it, and his big concern was like, why isn't the mainstream media talking about it? And so this week we got vindicated because that was all that was in the news was, the nuclear options.
Right.
He was ahead of the game on that one.
It's not hard to be ahead of the mainstream media, though.
Right.
So check it out, anarchistexperience.com. It's live, it's podcast, listen how you want.
Yep.
Let's go to Joe. He's in Kansas, listening to KINA. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, hello. So I got a couple friends, you know, who have some information about this Nord Stream 2 situation. One of them he's one of these airplane geeks. He airplanes in and out of the United States and all over the world. He actually had posted about this Poseidon aircraft,
mm-hmm.
and got banned from Facebook.
Uh-oh.
So now you know it's true.
What did he share about it?
Well, he basically just shared, you know, this flight path and just like, boy, this is interesting. That's all he wrote.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That was enough to get him banned?
That's crazy.
You go against the narrative.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
I haven't had a chance to talk to him. It's been well over a week since I've talked to him. And then one of my best friends I went to school with, university with, he actually works in Special Forces. And I asked him to comment on it. What are his thoughts about it? And he says, I have no comment.
Hmm.
I mean, that's also the responsible thing to say if you don't know. So.
Well.
He could probably get in trouble if he did comment about it.
That's possible, too, yeah.
Either way, regardless of whether he says yes or no. But, yeah. I mean, I he and I have been very close for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
He's never really hidden much from me. You know, because I don't ask a lot of detailed questions.
Blink twice and Biden didn't.
but I did ask him what his opinion was on Nord Stream 2 and it being, you know, destroyed,
mm-hmm.
quote unquote. He says, I don't have a comment on it.
Mm-hmm.
If the police were doing an investigation on the Nord Stream 2 thing, just detective work, right, and you have a guy several months ago saying, I'm going to blow that thing up.
He didn't say that specifically, but he basically said we're going to take it out or something.
However, right, he is suspect number one on the investigatory list.
Right.
We're going to talk to that guy first and find out what he knows and build our investigation from there.
Yeah, and then you learn that that guy's plane was in the vicinity at that time.
Right.
Hmm.
There's prime suspects and there's other suspects.
Yeah.
Yeah, For me, I personally believe that we did have a hand in it. I didn't do it. Sorry.
The Bidens.
The federal government. Okay, I apologize.
Thank you.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, you got to keep the criminals in
US
their place.
Government, yes, the U.S. federal government, I believe, did have a hand in it.
Yeah, and again, the other question is, who benefits from this? Does Russia benefit from blowing up its own $20 billion pipeline that they were hoping to use to sell gas consistently to Western Europe?
I mean, if it's a false flag and they benefit in some other way, right, that's why the United States prefers false flags.
I don't think they benefit enough to be able, because that's a huge financial loss for them, just for them to be like, oh, looks like America did it.
Right, and they are, by the way, now saying that there's another string, apparently, of pipes down there that wasn't damaged and that they could still use that to deliver
even more of a reason why it's a false flag then, because
it
doesn't really affect the delivery.
But see, for me, when it comes to Putin, knowing his past, and where he's at now in power, false flags don't matter.
What do you mean?
False flags don't matter to him because he's no longer a spy. He's in charge. He could sit there. Could you imagine what would happen if he was to sit there and say and know that the United States did it versus sitting there knowing that he did it and then saying that the United States did it? Either way, why would he want to blow it up knowing what he's going to benefit out of it?
Right. Now you have another explosion, by the way, with the Crimean Bridge that was bombed by what looks like a suicide bomb. truck driven by somebody from Russia. But now Russia is saying that he was working with the Ukrainians, and this was a Ukrainian plot. And so Ukraine hasn't taken responsibility for that, but that is the finger pointing that's going on. Thank you, Joe, for the call. I do appreciate hearing from you.
I saw a claim that someone has video evidence that the bridge blew up from the bottom, and so could not have been the truck blowing it up on
top. That's the claim.
That's the claim. Well, again,
who knows what the truth is? But the Russians are claiming they investigated it and they determined that it was the Ukrainians. But the related story here from RT, Ukraine is now, like, apparently publicly blowing up bridges and mining roads along the border with Belarus.
All right.
According to the chairman of the State Border Committee of Belarus, Minsk has accused Kyiv of planning imminent strikes on its territory. Today, almost all border bridges have been blown up, and automobile and railway border routes are completely mined, said Anatoly Lapo, the chairman of the border committee.
Right.
Ukrainian forces have fortified the border, quote, to the extent they put up anti-tank mines in three rows on the roads. Now, here you have to wonder, why are they doing this? Are they trying to keep Ukrainians from leaving into Belarus, or are they trying to keep the Belarusians from coming into Ukraine?
I mean, either way, back to my previous example of detective investigations, right? A bridge blows up, and you've got these people blowing up bridges.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who would you look to first?
Indeed. The day before the news broke, the troops Kyiv has sent to the border are, quote, not border guards, he claimed. We are under pressure. They're aiming at our border guards. Sometimes they shoot in the air. Constant aerial reconnaissance is being carried out because apparently Ukrainian forces have now fortified the border, and there are troops that are apparently being built up.
Is it Belarus, that Lukashenko guy? Is
correct.
That okay. So correct. He's not all that popular either, right?
Of course not. He's basically a dictator.
Right. So,
but to his credit, he was the guy who was like, during COVID, he was one of the only presidents whose attitude was like, F it, just drink some vodka and go to the hockey game. And he just didn't care.
That's how you know when an actual dictator is like, it's fine. I think America in the, you know, in Europe is overreacting. That's how you know.
That's the guy you trust with the medical news.
I don't know if you trust him, but
he's probably a total scumbag.
You know, it does prove that
he was right.
Everybody else is overreacting.
So apparently he has accused, Lukashenko has accused Ukraine of amassing tens of thousands of soldiers near the border. So what are they planning for?
Get out of Ukraine, migrate to Belarus. Take you over there.
We are out of time for tonight, but we'll see you tomorrow. If you didn't get in, because like three people called in right at the end of the show, do us a favor, call back tomorrow and do it in hour number one or two. That way we can definitely get you on the air. Meanwhile, we'll see you online at freetalklive.com.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.